Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schefter and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to talk about some lifestyle changes that you can make to get out of your healthy, fitness, eating right rut that you might be in. Now, New Year's, right? January is about past. We're now into February. People are motivated now. That guess what?
They're not motivated.
This is the rut season. You're in the rut. This is the time where
you
got a problem. And one of the things that you have to do to get out of the rut is you have to change your mindset. And, you know, one of those things about changing your mindset is you got to get out of your comfort zone, Lee. It's about time.
I live in my comfort zone.
You got to get out of it.
It's my favorite place.
Nope. You got to get out. You got to challenge yourself. And here's the deal. You want to try new things, and you want to see things from a different set of eyes. You want to see, you know, you're doing the same thing over and over again, you're getting the same result, and you want to know why things aren't changing. So you got to make a change. Number one, what do you have to do? This has to do with fitness system. No. This has to do with fitness. This has to do with even small increments of change, even things that you do. Even on those days, you know, you want to step outside your comfort zone. You know, if you don't feel comfortable with walking.
Run.
No, not run.
Hop. Cartwheel.
You want to go walking. If you don't feel comfortable with it, get out of the comfort zone. Start walking. Try doing things that you just, for some reason, there's a block. You got to get past that block. Try new things. If you're always a runner, try those classes. Now, those boot camp classes are wonderful things to do to get into health and fitness.
Try group classes. Group classes always energize people.
Absolutely. There's plenty of things to try. Also, another thing that you can do is, when we talk about change, also when it comes to health and nutrition, check out different tastes. You know, a lot of times we get into the rut of eating the same things over and over again. There's so many different types of cuisine out there. There's Indian, there's Greek food,
every week,
Thailand.
You should try a new restaurant in a different ethnic group.
There's Mexican food. There's wonderful different Vietnamese. I passed by a restaurant the other last weekly, Malaysian. I looked at it and said, wow, I don't know if I've ever eaten any Malaysian food before. Have you?
No, I wouldn't even know if I had.
Right. So, you know, you want to try to check out different spices, different things. And the other thing is you want to get into the habit of saying yes. You know how you always say, no, I don't want to do that.
No, I don't.
You're right.
Know.
You don't know that? You want to start saying, yeah, I'll try it. Uh-huh. Yes, I'm going to do this today. So you want to break out of your rut by changing what you're doing, trying different things. Another thing that gets you out of your rut that makes you feel better too, Lee, is volunteering. You're a big volunteer. You like to do things to help other people.
Yes, I do.
It gets you in a good mood. It gets you happy. It breaks you out of your routine of the same old, same old. So look into some volunteering groups. There's a lot of people in need out there. And those things, those lifestyle changes are going to get you out of your health and fitness rut and get you back on track.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.